On today's show, Daimler is going to break up into three separate companies. VW adds yet another crossover to the lineup. And all that ADAS technology is truly reducing car crashes. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Daimler is going to change the structure of the company. Daimler is going to get broken up into three separate companies. Mercedes-Benz Cars and Vans, Mercedes-Benz Trucks and Buses, and Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Daimler believes this will unlock shareholder value that will provide the company with more money to invest in autonomous and electric vehicles. Analysts say that the truck and bus group alone could be worth 31 billion euros. Daimler's total market capitalization is around 64 billion euros. The plan could be announced at the company's shareholder meeting in April of 2019. Speaking of corporate shakeups, Ford just named Jason Liu as the new chairman and CEO of its China operations. He will be in charge of its import business, Lincoln, and joint ventures. Liu joins Ford from the supplier Key Safety Systems, where he was president and CEO for the past 10 years. By the way, Jason Liu was our guest at the Autoline Supplier Symposium. If you want to see what he was talking about, we'll have a link to that in the transcript or description box for you to check it out if you want. Ford also announced that its VP of Powertrain Engineering, Bob Fassetti, is retiring. He will be replaced by David Philippi, who's been with the company for 25 years and was most recently the vehicle line director for North American trucks, large SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Bob Fassetti was our guest on Autoline This Week recently, and we'll provide a link for that interview too. How's the market segment for small pickups doing? Well, that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The small pickup segment in the U.S. captured a lot of media attention when Chevrolet, GMC, and Honda jumped back into it. Now Hyundai just confirmed it's going to join the club with the Santa Cruz, and Ford will be back in a couple of years with the Ranger. No wonder there's so much interest. The segment continues to grow and gain market share. The Toyota Tacoma leads the segment, followed by the Chevrolet Colorado and the ancient Nissan Frontier. Next up is the Honda Ridgeline, but don't get too excited by the huge sales increase. That's compared to a year ago when production was still ramping up. Last on the list is the GMC Canyon, whose sales are down considerably. Maybe that has to do with the Honda Ridgeline getting into the segment. Even so, GMC says it cannot keep up with demand for up-level crew cabs and that it's adding capacity to make more Denali versions. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says that lane departure warning systems are helping to cut down on crashes. The technology helped reduce single-vehicle, sideswipe, and head-on collisions 11%, and lowered injuries by 21%. If all vehicles were equipped with lane departure warning, it says 85,000 crashes and 55,000 injuries could have been avoided in 2015. Blind spot detection lowered the rate of lane changing crashes by 14% and injuries by 23%. If every vehicle was equipped with that technology, it could reduce car crashes by 55,000 a year. Coming up next, as the world moves to crossovers, Volkswagen just added another one to its lineup.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Well, small crossovers are big right now, and Volkswagen just introduced an all-new one. The T-Roc now sits below the Atlas and Tiguan in VW's lineup, but it shares the same MQB platform as the larger CUVs. A total of six gasoline and diesel engines are available. that range from 115 horsepower up to 190. There's a choice of a manual transmission or a 7-speed DCT, as well as an option for all-wheel drive. VW's new adjustable digital cockpit is available on the T-Roc. A 6.5-inch infotainment screen is standard, while an 8-inch version is optional. As of now, there's no plans to bring the T-Roc to the U.S., but we've got to believe it won't stay that way for long. BMW is getting set to introduce the third member of its i-family. Coming for 2018 is a roadster version of the i8. Other than a section of the roof missing, not much else looks different with the car. And it's probably going to take more than scooping out a portion of the roof to help the i8. BMW has only sold 275 so far this year in the U.S. And hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this afternoon, when we're going to be talking about HCCI engines. A company called Nautilus says it has the solution on how to make these engines work, and if they're right, it could be a game changer for the internal combustion engine. So join John and Gary for some of the best insights as to what's going on in the global automotive industry. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.